Welcome to the deep dive. You've brought us, well, quite a stack of information here, and it's all focused on a really specific but absolutely critical challenge. How do you find the right freight forwarder when you're importing custom steel parts?
It sounds niche, doesn't it? But, you know, for any business that relies on these specific components getting where they need to go smoothly and predictably, this choice is, well, it's fundamental.
Okay, right. Let's unpack this then.
Yeah.
Our mission today is to really dig into these sources you've shared with us, pull out the absolute must-know insights, and give you a clear path forward. Because honestly, one story right at the start of the material really highlights it. The stakes are high.
Oh, they really are. Yeah. There's this one account. It describes a shipment, custom steel parts, held up for weeks. Weeks. And why? Simply because the freight forwarder didn't sort of grasp the specific details of U.S. steel import regulation.
Just like that. Weeks of delay.
Weeks. All because that partner lacked that specific niche knowledge.
Wow. And that story alone, I mean, it tells you this isn't just about finding the cheapest option to move boxes, is it?
Not at all. It's about finding someone who genuinely understands your specific cargo,
yeah,
your challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And the core message, you know, running through all these sources, it's pretty loud and clear. If you want to import custom steel parts efficiently, you need a freight forwarder with real industry-specific expertise. They need strong global connections, deep regulatory knowledge, and, crucially, a proven track record, reliability, transparency.
Right. Get it wrong, and you're looking at delays, maybe damage, customs nightmares.
Exactly. But get it right, and your supply chain, well, it just works. It runs smoothly.
Okay. So let's dive into the key criteria then.
Yeah.
These sources seem to point towards things you need to consider that go way beyond just, you know, the bottom line price.
That's right. They really boil it down to five sort of crucial areas to assess when you're looking at potential partners.
Five key areas. What are they?
Okay. So number one, industry experience. Then the range of services they actually offer. Third, their global network reach. How connected are they? Fourth, and this is huge here, regulatory knowledge. Mm-hmm. And finally, communication transparency.
Got it. Those are the pillars, essentially.
Those are the pillar, yeah.
And starting with industry experience, for steel, that seems like it's not just a nice to have. It sounds essential.
Mm-hmm.
Steel's heavy, it can corrode. You mentioned fragile machining tolerances.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. A forwarder without specific steel experience, they might just treat it like any other cargo. But they have to understand heavyweight logistics. That's different. They need to know about proper crating. I mean, absolutely essential to prevent shifting damage during transit, how to manage corrosion risk. Steel and moisture are not friends.
Right.
And then there's the careful handling needed for those custom machined parts, you know, tight tolerances. It really demands specialized knowledge and handling.
Okay, so they need to know steel,
yeah,
but they also need to know the world.
Oh, right.
That brings us to the global network piece.
Oh, absolutely non-negotiable for international shipping. A strong network means, well, it means they have direct relationships with major carriers, ocean lines, air freight operators, and critically reliable partners on the ground, both where it's coming from and where it's going. And that includes local customs expertise. That's your buffer against, you know, those frustrating bottlenecks or weird routing issues.
Yeah, you don't want surprises there. And ideally, you want someone who can handle the whole thing.
Yeah.
Start to finish. That sounds like the comprehensive services point.
Yeah, for making your life easier, definitely. You want to look for a partner who can genuinely be a one-stop shop. So that means integrated services like customs clearance, and we definitely need to talk more about that because it's tricky for steel. Cargo insurance, real-time door-to-door tracking,
yeah,
handling all the regulatory compliance stuff, the paperwork, managing that whole stack of documents. If you can consolidate all that with one partner, it simplifies things massively.
Okay, now this next one sounds like where things can get really interesting and maybe really expensive if it goes wrong. Regulatory expertise, especially with steel, right? Tariffs, specific rules.
This is, I'd argue, probably the most critical piece right now for steel imports. A good forwarder, they must be completely on top of current steel tariffs, period. One source even flagged that specific 25% duty coming in March 2025. That level of granular detail, that's what your partner needs to know without you prompting them.
Wow. Yeah, knowing a future date like that really hammers home how dynamic these rules are.
It really does. And they absolutely need to be experts in HS code classification. Now, if you're importing, you probably know about HS codes.
The harmonized system codes, yeah. For classifying goods globally.
Exactly. And getting that code wrong, it's incredibly common and incredibly costly. Remember that story you mentioned earlier? from the sources, about a misclassified code causing a two-week delay.
Yeah, just from picking the wrong code.
Just the wrong code. That wasn't just bad luck. That was a failure of regulatory knowledge, pure and simple.
2 weeks. That's significant.
It is. Correct classification stops you from overpaying booties. It avoids those customs holds, and it keeps you compliant down the road. It's technical, and mistakes are expensive. Plus, they need to be aware of any other steel-specific import restrictions that might just, you know, pop up.
Okay, so deep expertise in the product itself and deep expertise in all the rules surrounding it. What about just knowing where your stuff is and what's happening?
Right. Communication transparency. That's the fifth pillar. A reliable partner keeps you in the loop proactively. They give you updates. They're easy to reach if something crops up. You need that confidence, that feeling of control, not just sitting there hoping for the best, you know?
Definitely. Okay, you mentioned customs clearance is particularly tricky for steel. Let's circle back to that. How exactly does a forwarder with the right expertise actually help navigate that minefield?
Right, the minefield. They're basically your guide and your hands-on executor here. The sources really stress their role in handling all the required paperwork. We're talking the commercial invoice, the packing list, bill of lading, certificate of origin, making sure every single detail is accurate and complete.
Which, circling back to that story again, absolutely includes getting the right HS code on all those documents.
Precisely. Applying the correct HS code is just paramount. And the sources highlight, you know, it can be complex for specific steel components. It's not always obvious. Getting it right avoids those costly errors, overpayment, holds. An experienced forwarder, they know the specific codes for custom steel parts. They know how to apply them correctly.
And they deal with the actual money side, with customs authorities, duties and taxes.
Yes, absolutely. They calculate the duties and taxes. They make sure the correct tariff rates are applied again. Super critical with those steel duties. And a really good partner. They'll also know about potential duty relief options you might qualify for. Things like using a foreign trade zone.
Right, where it's like it's outside U.S. customs territory for a bit.
Exactly. For storage or processing. Mm-hmm. Or drawback programs where you can potentially get duties refunded if you meet certain conditions. These aren't small change. They can be significant cost savers.
And they're the ones actually talking to the customs officials.
They act as your direct liaison, yeah. They handle questions from customs, coordinate if there's an inspection needed. Basically, they navigate that whole complex process for you, that direct line, that expertise. It speeds things up immensely and really cuts down your risk.
Okay, so knowing what makes a good forwarder is step one. But step two is actually finding one and, well, making sure they really stack up. How do you vet them effectively? The sources mentioned having a checklist of questions, right? Specific ones.
Exactly. This is where you get past the glossy brochures and really probe their actual capabilities for your specific situation, custom steel. And what's really interesting is how strategic these suggested questions are. They're designed to uncover whether they truly have that deep expertise needed.
So what are some of those key questions the sources suggest asking? Let's get specific.
Okay, well, first off, you need to nail down if they understand your product. So ask point blank, have you handled custom steel components before? And follow up with specifics. How do you handle steel packaging? What about corrosion risk? These test their actual industry experience, their technical know-how.
Right, makes sense. And for gauging their handle on the rules, the regulations.
Yeah, you need to know if they can manage that complexity. Ask, do you provide in-house customs brokerage? That's important. It tells you if they have direct control and expertise there. Then, can you manage steel-specific documentation? This checks if they really understand the unique paperwork involved with your goods.
Okay. How about checking their global reach, their operational side?
Definitely need to probe there. Ask about their network. What carriers do you work with globally? That shows the breadth of their connections. Systems matter, too. Do you track shipments in real time? That confirms transparency, their ability to keep you updated. And capability. Do you offer door-to-door logistics? You want to know if they can handle the whole journey, not just part of it.
And what if, you know, things go wrong? Because sometimes they do.
How they respond is key. Ask, what support do you offer during customs inspections? This tests their responsiveness when challenges pop up and, of course, the money. How do you calculate and communicate your fees? You need clear, transparent pricing. No surprises.
And finally, circling back to those regulations again, are they current? Especially with steel.
Absolutely critical. You have to ask directly, can you explain the impact of current steel tariffs on my potential shipments?
Oh,
That question immediately tells you if they're really up to date on the single biggest regulatory issue specific to your cargo right now.
These questions, they really do seem designed to, like, cut through the marketing speak and find out if they have the actual substance needed for something complex like steel imports.
That's the idea. They help you move beyond just looking at a list of services they offer to understanding their actual depth of knowledge and whether they're truly suited to be a partner for these kinds of goods.
Okay, so vetting with questions is vital, but the sources also seem to warn against just relying on their answers or their marketing pitch. There was that mention of someone ignoring reviews and regretting it. How do you really evaluate their reliability? Go beyond what they tell you.
Yeah, reliability isn't just about promises. It's about their track record, their credentials. You need to do some digging. The sources offer a good checklist for this deeper dive.
Okay, what should be on that checklist? What are we looking for?
We'll start with references and reviews. Ask them for referrals, specifically from companies importing similar goods to yours. Those companies will give you the real story. Look for case studies they've published. And definitely search online forums, industry groups, look for red flags, consistent complaints. What are actual clients saying?
Good point. What about official stamps of approval, things like that?
Certifications and memberships. These are really important indicators of legitimacy, of adherence to industry standards. Look for things like FMC certification, that's the Federal Maritime Commission in the US, or FIATA membership, which is international. And always, always verify they are properly bonded and licensed. These aren't just fancy logos. They mean they meet specific, serious requirements.
Right. Are there actual performance numbers, metrics we should be asking for?
Yes, definitely ask for track record metrics. A solid forwarder should be able to share data on their on-time delivery percentage, their damage claim rate, hopefully low, and their customs clearance success rate. These KPIs, these numbers, they give you a much more concrete sense of their historical performance, their consistency over time.
And how they handle things when, inevitably, something doesn't go perfectly.
Their problem resolution history. This is really telling. Ask them frankly, you know, tell me about a time a shipment was delayed or held up. How did you handle it? The source material really emphasizes this. Reliable partners aren't afraid to be transparent about past issues, but the focus should be on how they fixed it, what they learned, what changed. That shows accountability.
That really hammers home the idea, which came up in the sources, that choosing a freight forwarder, it isn't just signing a contract, it really is forming a partnership.
Absolutely. You're entrusting them with a really vital, sometimes fragile, expensive part of your supply chain. You need someone who acts like an extension of your own team, truly.
So, bringing this all together, what does this deep dive into your sources ultimately tell us? It seems clear that for successfully importing custom steel parts, you absolutely need a freight forwarder who, you know, who gets it. Someone who doesn't just move freight, but genuinely understands your specific industry, is meticulously up to date on all those complex rules, especially steel tariffs, HS codes, and commits to clear, consistent communication. Start to finish.
Exactly. And applying these specific criteria, asking those really pointed vetting questions we pulled from the sources, that can genuinely save you from incredibly costly delays, unexpected duties, major logistical headaches down the line. It shifts the process from just picking a vendor to actually choosing a crucial, informed partner for your supply chain. It's a strategic decision.
Okay, here's a final thought then. Building on that whole idea of partnership, if choosing the right freight forwarder is that critical first step, how does actively cultivating that collaborative relationship, after you've made the selection, further enhance the efficiency, maybe even the resilience, of your custom steel import operations over the long haul? Something to think about.